Well, today is the feast day of the dedication of the Church of St. John Lateran. Now, this is November 9th, and this particular feast day commemorates the dedication of the most important church in the world. Oftentimes, if you ask Catholics what's the most important church in the world, they would say, well, it must be St. Peter's in the Vatican. And, of course, that church has great significance. However, St. John Lateran even has deeper traditions and much greater significance even than St. Peter's. There are four major basilicas in Rome. St. Mary Major, the oldest church in the world in honor of our Blessed Mother. St. Paul's, just outside the city walls. St. Peter's, it's the Vatican. But the most important one is St. John Lateran. This is because this is the parish of the Pope, and it's the cathedral of the Diocese of Rome. So in a sense, all of us are part of two parishes. We're part of our local parish, Holy Trinity, but all of us are also part of the parish of St. John Lateran. So we belong to two parishes. Since the Pope is the pastor of that parish, we are under the Pope, we belong to that parish as well. In this parish, there are 28 popes buried there. This is where the popes lived for about 1,000 years until they moved over to St. Peter's and sort of ran the church out of the Vatican. But this was the place where the popes lived for over 1,000 years, and it's been called the mother of all churches. The history of the church is very fascinating. The land was actually given to the church by the wealthy Laterini family. That's why the parish is called St. John Lateran, after the Laterini family, who donated their palace and their land and gave it to Constantine, who built the first church on this spot in the year 324, just after the peace came. As you know, up until that point, it was illegal to be a Christian. There were no churches built. All the masses were said underground in people's homes or in the catacombs. After the peace came, after Constantine made Christianity legal, then churches began to be built. And this, of course, the oldest church in Rome was built by Constantine. We know that the history of the church also is very fascinating. The original church was destroyed by wars and fires and earthquakes, but the present church was built in the year 1646 under Pope Innocent X. And if you go there today, you'll see what really is unique about this church is underneath the high altar is the relics of the altar, the table used by St. Peter himself where he said Mass. And that table is preserved under the main altar. What's also beautiful about the church, besides the fact that there are 28 popes buried there, is the 15 statues that surround the top of the church. And these 15 statues are of Christ, the Holy Savior. The original name of this church was the Most Holy Savior. And then the two Johns, St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. And this is also who the church is named after. Called St. John Lateran, after John the Baptist and John the Evangelist, and then, of course, the Laterini family, and then 12 doctors of the church. So it's certainly a magnificent church, and what this feast day reminds us of is our roots, the fact that we are part of the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, that our church that was not founded 100 years ago, or even 500 years ago, or 1,500 years ago. The church was founded by Christ upon St. Peter and the apostles. What a wonderful thing that is. We belong to one holy Catholic and apostolic church. So it shows our beginnings, our roots, and our unity, because we are united under the vicar of Christ. Pope John Paul II, the 264th successor of St. Peter. So today we really celebrate a very special feast day, the feast day of our larger parish, which is St. John Lateran, and really the Holy Mother Church. God bless you.